Are we starting early because Tyler needs to go out? I see he's dressed up for some sort of fancy event.
I need to go to my wizard circle. We're casting a major spell today.
Yeah, okay. I was worried you would miss that. Oh
I no,
no.
this is a robe Becca got me.
Hello and welcome to Brewsday Tuesday podcast episode 653. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here's a man who needs no introduction.
It's still me. It's still Tyler. Maybe you can hear me better this week. I don't know. I'm actually I've decided to record a backup Audacity track just in case.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I'm worried about this podcast that nobody listens to. What are we talking about? Who cares, right? Who cares what we're talking about? But we do care
Sure.
that we're talking about it with Boris. Hey, Boris.
Hey guys, how we doing?
Doing okay. You had some beer foam issues just a second ago in the pre-pro. Do you
I did.
figure those out?
I did. I got a little towel. Got a wet towel to wipe down the table, and we're all set. We're clear.
Awesome.
Crisis averted.
It's Christ is averted, right? Christ is averted. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
I
it
wish.
is.
We averted his ass. Your beer is in a real fancy bottle. What you got going on there?
Yeah, check this out, boys.
I
no, you
can't.
can't.
I cannot
Can't.
check it out.
No,
oh,
you
that
can't.
it's Golden Drock. I know Golden
Oh,
Drock.
This is yeah. This is Golden Drock 9000 quadruple, an
I might have
except
had that on here before.
golden amber quadruple ale. It's 10.7%, which is why I was slamming some water before the
That
show
sounds
starts.
good as hell. I want to drink that.
I'll let you know in a second. Pouring it out. Very foamy, as I learned when I opened the bottle, and it foamed all over me and my table. And yeah, I mean, look, that's a nice amber ale right there. Let's take a smell. Interesting.
Apparently, I've had Golden Drock Classic and Golden Drock 9000 on here.
All right. Well, I've got the 9000 variety.
I prefer
it's over
that.
9000.
That's
I don't know.
precisely
I don't
9000.
Of a smell. I'm not getting much on the nose here. Maybe a little like just like amber maltiness.
Yeah.
I guess with a Belgian, I was expecting a bit more kind of spice or like sweetness.
Yeah.
I'm not really getting much of that at all. I'm getting like not quite sour notes, but it's like it's really dry. It's really malty and this is interesting. I don't taste the booze at all, which is funny because I got a Golden Drock six pack and Ruth wanted one, so we split one over dinner. A different, like I think, just the classic one. And that one I was like, "Wow, that's boozy," and it's the same ABV. And this one I like really don't taste it at all. Maybe
You're
because this
already
is
drunk.
right out of the fridge, so as it warms up, I might taste something. Yeah, I'm already sloshed. That's the problem. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I get a little more of the kind of warming spice notes from the alcohol and the Belgian yeast, I guess, as I think about it more, but I don't know. Yeah, kind of interesting. I'm not disappointed that it doesn't taste like booze, but I'm also surprised. So that's a little odd. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. I have Radeberger's Zwickelbier, 4.8% ABV. A Zwickelbier, as I discovered, is not really, it doesn't have like a definition flavor-wise. It's more
Can I get
like
a spelling on Zwickel?
Zwickel.
That's some caramelized beer.
Big German times. So, a quick Google, and maybe Sam will confirm this, is it's not really like a flavor definition. It's more like a, I don't know, like the way they make it and kind of how it's supposed to look, which is supposed to be hazy. It says hazy in big letters on this can. And yet, That's clear as day. You see how clear that is? Does it look clear to you? It actually kind of looks hazy on the screen. It's clear.
Pale straw is my vibe. Oh, it's a Keller beer. You could have just said it's the same thing as a Keller beer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, it's a Keller beer. No,
that also wouldn't have helped me. I just wanted to feel big for 5 seconds.
Okay. So the one thing I heard was it's supposed to be hazy, and I don't really think this looks that hazy. I don't know. It had a medium-sized head. Bubbles are all very similar size. Smells kind of, you know, malty, weedy.
Seems a lot more summer than February.
Hmm. Yes, there's something going on here. Maybe like some, it is very much a summer beer. There's a lot of flavors going on in here. I'm going to have to, there's like some grass going on, some other stuff going on. I don't know. You'll have to come back to me maybe in 60 or so minutes.
Call it 48.
That's good.
I know you got to get out of here.
I got to scooch. As I told Boris, I'm going to my wizard's coven to do some real nasty whiz biz tonight.
Can wizards have a coven? I thought that was just a witch thing.
I think that's just a witch
sexist
thing.
Sexist.
Stealing? Yeah, is this stealing valor?
Is that the first order of business at your meeting? How do we reform our image so it's okay for us to be dudes in a women's space?
Yeah, oh, that's a coven.
We magic users just want people to know that, like, it's okay to be white.
Yeah, like the white wizard.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Like Gandalf the White. Saruman, it's okay to be that way.
Gandalf the Grey was too woke, so he became Gandalf the White.
That's right. He killed a Balrog and was like, actually, I don't want to use your pronouns anymore.
Huh. What is a Balrog's pronouns? I don't know, but Sam, you probably know what you're drinking.
I sure do. You may recall that I think it was 14 weeks ago, which is 2 Jed appearances ago, he had this beer, and he left it at my house, so now I'm drinking it. This is a collaboration, I think, between Widowmaker and Drekker. This is Pointy Pete, the Sword Swallower.
Sorry, Widowmaker. That is my town.
I don't have to tell you. I guess suck it or something.
All right.
It's a hazy IPA.
Now that looks hazy. Like it.
Yes, it does. Can't see you at all, looking right through it.
I can see you, no problem.
I could actually see the contours of your mustache through that glass.
Right? Yeah.
Which, like, through your shitty web camera is impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is fine.
Sick.
Just, sometimes with a hazy IPA, you're like, you've had one, you've had them all, you know?
Yes, I do know.
I would say this is better than the average hazy IPA, but, like, not exceptional.
Okay. Well, here's a beer you probably haven't had. Our first article from Axios.com. Bear poop is the surprise ingredient in this new beer. It's too bad, Boris, I love having you on. I don't regret that you're on this episode, but it's too bad that Zach's not on, because this is the kind of article that would make him very upset. He hates this shit, literally. Columbia Sportswear and Breakside Brewery have come together to make a beer called Nature Calls, which is, quote, a clean-tasting lager made with Bull Run River water infused with bear poop. So, unlike a lot of the, like, whack water beers we talk about, they're, like, purposefully muddying this water up instead of, like, cleaning it up.
That is like the reverse, yeah, the reverse gimmick is like, oh, we took water from the Thames or the Charles or like some gross ass river, but they're like, oh, but we cleaned it. And I'm like, all right, man, it's still water. I didn't need it to come from shit city.
But and this one, they're like, we took clean water and put Dukes right in it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so Axios wants me to sign up or some shit. Can you tell me why there's bear poop in my
water? You could just use the Brewsday email, which I just did that. So you could just do that.
Great.
Well, that's funny. I didn't have to sign up for anything.
do that from memory.
What they're saying. If Mother Nature hurls bear poop at us, we'll ferment it into a frosty pint. Columbia brand president Joe Boyle said in a statement that I hate. No, man, I fucking hate this. Like,
yeah,
like often gimmick beers make me be like, okay, fine, I'll try it. You silly gooses. I'm like, no, fuck off, weirdo, you weird pervert. I'm not drinking poop, you weirdo.
Okay, so yeah. That's your take.
Either there's poop in it, so I don't want it, or there's no poop in it, which means they're lying to me. In either case, I don't want what they have.
Seems closed-minded. I don't know.
Well, I know how into German culture you are, so I see why that might appeal to you more.
Yeah.
All right. Are you guys seeing, like, where or how the poop is integrated into the brewing process?
It just says it's made using Bull Run River water infused with bear poop. Collected trail
side. This article's like 200 words long. There's no space for detail.
Are they just saying, like, because bears shit in the river, like, this river water probably...
No, bear poop in it? Nope. Incorrect. No, okay. They're taking river water and they're mixing it with poop that was collected trailside in Montana.
They're making sure
that poop is in there, Boris.
That's... Okay, good. Cool.
I think if they're going to do this, they should go all the way with it and... get samples. Tell me how many parts per million of this is fecal matter.
Yeah, I want to know exactly how much poop I'm drinking.
And again, if it's one, that's too much. And if it's zero, that's not enough. So good fucking luck.
I dislike when people are like, we're going to make a beer using a crazy ingredient and we're going to make it into a pilsner or something like that. Like, I kind of agree with you. I'm like, let's go all the way. Let's do something funky, you know?
Yeah, like
I suspect the rationale for using a boring style is so that you could theoretically taste any minor
influence. You never can.
At least make it a brown ale, you know, like.
Yeah, right.
Oh, good call, Boris.
Lean in a little bit. Come on, guys.
Totally true. Totally true.
Nut brown.
That's right.
I know what they've been eating.
Call it a Scheisse beer or something. I think that's what Tyler has this episode.
A Hefescheissen?
Hefescheissen. There we go.
That's not bad. I like that. So you're telling me if you went to the store tomorrow and you saw Nature Calls, you would not get it to bring it on the show?
Of course I would, Tyler. Okay. But in my defense, that's only because I'm weak.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do it for the content, but look, if I didn't have content to deliver, woof, I'm not getting that.
I would try it once.
Hey man, speaking of shit content, should we go to me?
Sure.
All right. This is installment number 3, 4, I forget, of my 100-part series, Beer Hacks, Tips, Tricks, and Projects.
Oh, yeah. I nailed last week's, or 2 weeks ago. Fucking killed it. I'm still riding that high.
So now we're on number 4. This one, you can also guess, but I'll be less impressed if you get it. This one is a drain pour.
Oh, it's a beer that you pour down the drain.
Yeah.
That sucks. How is that different than a shelf turd?
From a shelf turd? I'll tell you, because I have the definitions in front of me.
Okay.
A drain pour is a beer you already have. You have had a sip of it. It is yucky. You dump it out. A shelf turd is at the beer store, and no one will buy it because it's been there for too long. Probably, if you did buy it, it would become a drain pour. But until purchased, it remains a shelf turd.
Mm.
School's in session.
Thank you for I appreated the breakdown.
We're all just shelf turds waiting to become drain pours, aren't we?
I'm going to get that on
any
my
day
tombstone.
Now.
Yeah.
A guy said something on a podcast the other day that was, I think, if I didn't have kids, then I could just die. And he said it as a joke, and man, it has really been sitting with me.
Good to know.
That's maybe worth a follow-up at some point.
With like a therapist?
Yeah.
But boys do anything to not go to therapy.
Yeah.
Like, I should get back into lifting weights.
Boys will literally die instead of going to therapy.
That one sounds easy. I'll do that one.
Hashtag male loneliness crisis.
I'm talking to two of my closest friends, but yeah, that's male true. Loneliness crisis.
Yeah, exactly. What about men, you guys? The only beer that I remember ever pouring down the drain was Foster's Australian for beer.
Did you have that on the show and dump it?
No. I was, this is going to sound really weird. So this is when I was going back to school for my environmental education certificate. And one of the things we had to do was go camping in a wilderness area. And so I wanted to make a fuel cube burner so I could cook my food out of the Foster's can. So I was like, I'll buy this Foster's and drink it down. I get a beer and I can make, you know, my little burner out of the can. And I cracked it open and I had like a sip and I was like, fuck this. And I just poured it down the drain. And then I made my burner.
You know, someone has had Foster's in the show. I just checked.
Was it me?
It was Zach. You want to guess what he gave it?
What did he give it?
6.
A 3.6, which tells me he didn't hate it enough if it's the only beer you've ever dumped out.
I thought it was really gross.
I've definitely had beers that were like from sip one evidently skunked.
Yeah.
Those get dumped.
Sure.
And there was a 6-pack I had that I took too long to get through. And by the fourth one, like it had separated and there was evident like sludgy silt.
Oh.
Tactically pour the first 11 ounces into a glass and chuck the rest.
So you've never just been like, this beer is so bad, I'm not going to finish it.
A skunked one.
Non-skunked. For a lot of like easy IPAs, I take the first like 11 ounces and then chuck the sludge at the bottom. Because I'm just like, I don't know, that last sip is just always like, or if it's like in my glass, chewy. And I can see it. Yeah, I'm just like, I'm good, man.
But neither of you have ever tried a beer and been like, this is so bad that I have to get rid of it right now.
Oh, I've done that. I have definitely gotten like a 4-pack and realized that it's like gross.
Yeah.
I did that this year. I'm trying to remember. I think like someone else left some beers in my house and they stayed there for like a year and I put them out for like my daughter's birthday party. We had a bunch of people over. And I was like, all right, if no one takes them at this party, like in the cooler, I'm going to like, I'm not putting these back in my fridge. And so no one took them. And so I just like dumped them off the porch.
That's fair.
I do not remember, but I've like had one. I knew it was gross. So
there was a time we were at a beer bar and Emily got Potosi Steamboat Shandy. And she took one sip and said, I can't do this. And it just sat there on the table between us for like a while. And I knew I didn't want it, but it wasn't my responsibility. I did have a sip and I said, I also can't do this.
Yeah.
But I don't think that counts because I didn't order that one.
Emily? Okay. So in that situation, would you like send it back and ask for something else?
Never, ever, 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 ever.
Really?
Yeah, well, either. No, if it were like super duper skunked or something, I actually did have a thing at a Hop House a couple weeks ago, where, because I know the bartender really well there, like where I feel okay talking shop or whatever that I wouldn't with like a stranger. And I was like, I think your line might be off for this because this doesn't taste right to me. And then he was like, oh, weird. And then like took 3 steps and was like, wait, did you order this or that? And it just was that he had poured me the wrong beer. And that's why it
tasted hilarious. Wrong to me.
Props on him for owning up to it. I just drank it. But, like, I knew it was wrong.
I don't know if I've done it with beer in a long time, but I have definitely gotten a glass of, like, wine at a restaurant and just been like, waiter, I do not like this. Can I have something else? And they're chill.
They're usually like, yeah,
balls, Boris over here.
But they were like, you smelled the cork and everything, you fancy gentleman.
Well, no, usually I've gotten a glass and I've been like, oh, what do you recommend with the whatever? And they'll be like, oh, get the blah, 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 and I'll get it. And then I'm like, ah, you know what? I'd really just like Cabernet Sauvignon, actually. I don't like the rest of your shit. But, you know, they're chill and it's not out of their pocket. So whatever.
That's true. That's true.
Do you think that that is because that wine is bad or because that wine is not to your taste?
I think it's just not to my taste. But like, I don't know, man. Waiters want you to be happy. They want you to have what you want. And if I've had like, if I had the whole thing and was like, wait a minute, I didn't like that. Like, that would be bullshit. But like, if I take a sip and I'm like, I don't think this is very good. I'm like, man, I'm only getting like two glasses of wine here. They better be good.
Do they do wine flights?
If you go to like a vineyard or something, yeah, they will.
I went to a restaurant in Vegas where they served everything. It was called Flight, and everything was served in flights.
That fucking rules. So you get like four little tiny ice creams for dessert?
Yeah, dog. It was sick. So we got like a little like mac and cheese flight and a couple other things I can't like really remember, but they definitely served like wine flights, tequila flights, mimosa flights.
Yeah. That is like, how is that not in every major city? That's fucking brilliant.
Yeah. It was sick. It was really cool.
I want to go to a restaurant and never commit to anything. I want to get like lots of every little bits of everything put in front of me.
I mean, that's what tapas is, isn't it?
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. But with the flight, then I can be like, the best part of a flight is talking to the person that you're with and being like, how would you rank the Max and their cheese? Right. And you can figure out, oh, I like this one better. Oh, maybe there's a couple bites left of that, a couple bites left of that. Maybe we'll just each have the one.
Yeah, you do a little like, yeah, swapsies and tradesies and negotiation.
There was a time, oh God, that was my honeymoon. Emily and I went to a beer bar and we got, the flights there were six pours, which is more than usual. And we got two of them and we're like, this is going to be our day. And so we each took a tiny sip of each and then we drafted which one, like who gets which half dozen. And of course I ended up drinking like nine of them because, I outweigh my wife by 60 pounds. But it was fucking fun. I think I bought a t-shirt.
That's cool.
There's a, what is it? The brewery in Cleveland, the Lake.
Lakefront? No, Lakefront's Milwaukee.
They have the like Edmund
Fitzgerald Great Lakes.
Order. Great Lakes. Yeah, sorry. Thank you. I don't know how that. Anyways, if you go there, you can get a flight that's just one of everything. And it's like 11 beers or something. And we did that like a year ago.
I like that a lot, especially if it's like variant how many taps they have on at a time. All we got on is nine. You get nine pours. Don't have to tell you.
Yeah. You got to play the system right.
Well,
that was cool. I didn't have to go. I didn't have to pick four, you know, I just got to go one of everything.
I do like that. I do like that. I don't like ketchup though, which is the theme of our next article from KTLA.com. Heinz wants ketchup, not beer, flowing during Super Bowl parties. This is very tangentially related to beer, but Heinz has released the Kegchup, which is a 19.5-inch dispenser that holds 114 ounces of ketchup. This is like for your football parties and stuff like that.
That's kind of not that much ketchup.
I know. It's like, what, like four bottles or something like that?
For the big boys, yeah.
Yeah. As dads of young children, we know. We know how much fucking ketchup.
Ketchup on fucking anything. Those weird little perverts.
I gave my kid pizza and broccoli for dinner tonight, and she asked for ketchup. And I was like, for what on this plate do you need ketchup? It was like, you know what, man? All of
it. And then she just gave you the finger, and you were like, damn.
Metaphorically, yes. She was just like, put it right. She like points to the spot on the plate where she wants the ketchup, and she's like, put it right there. I'm like, all right, man, if it gets you to eat broccoli, like, whatever. And I
that's fair.
Put some ketchup on her plate, and she dipped her pizza in it.
Two vegetables.
There you go.
Well, and pizza is also a vegetable.
That's true. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, that's a lot of tomatoes.
I don't like ketchup. I have no use for this, but I do like the name Kegchup. I think that's pretty good.
This is stupid, but I do think it's fun, which is better than a lot of these stupid fucking promotions are.
It is like one of those things. They probably like came up with a name and then backed into the product.
That's fine. Right now, you can enter to win one, but apparently they're going to go on actual sale later this year.
This is funny. I'm curious about the distribution mechanism. Like, the first thing that comes to mind for me is the ones that you'll have at
pump top,
like a Five Guys or something, like a pump style.
Mm-hmm.
I could see this being a like a drip out the bottom one, like a water jug situation.
I know it's not, but I really hope you got to like pump it, like
pump it with one and spray with the other.
Yeah, and then you like spray it out the little hose. Yeah.
So I'm reading here, and it says here's Jamie Mack, Associate Director of Brand Communications for Heinz. He says that's why we're kicking it up a notch with the Heinz Kegchup, the ultimate game day companion that gives people the freedom to dip responsibly. I don't think there's any kind of dispenser.
Oh no, there must be. You're saying people are treating this like a communal fondue pot.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way. That's so gross.
I hope you have to take a large wooden mallet and like knock a bung hole in it.
A bung in there, yeah.
Like a firkin?
Jesus, no. I don't want... That's too much... Why is it so much grosser if the top opens? Like, I don't know why that makes
it so... I'll tell you why. It's not a question, because flies will get in it. That's the problem.
Children's fingers, like...
I don't know, man.
So in this picture here, there's some burgers here that have ketchup on them. There are a couple of... Oh, this is gross. I hadn't thought about this enough. Solo cups full of ketchup. I don't think people are scooping. I think there's got to be a dispenser.
You don't think they're scooping with those tiny little cups?
Although, you know what? It's not pictured. You'd think if there was a knob or something, it would be pictured.
Yeah.
There's got to... I mean, yeah, it's got to be like a sports game, right? You just do a little...
I don't know, Boris. I can't see anything at the top.
This should be a closed system. This cannot be open
to the world. The problem is it would have cost them 2.5 cents per unit more to ship it with a nozzle, so they were like, fuck it!
This is just so funny, because, like... Yeah, I mean, my wife and I also, like, Tyler, don't really eat ketchup, and, like, you know, our kid just started eating it, so we're probably gonna start buying it a lot, but, like, I have never once in my life been like, man, I'm out of ketchup, fuck. Like, it just appears. Like, you have a barbecue, and, like, a bottle of ketchup shows up somehow, and, like, it just is in your fridge for, like, 6 years, and then, yeah. I don't know, like... You make a sauce every once in a while, you throw a little ketchup in or something, but like,
yeah.
That's about it. And I don't know, man. I've never been out of ketchup. I don't know who needs this. I don't know who wants this.
I mean, clearly it's for hosting is the idea, which honestly makes the open top grosser to me, because just you got everybody and their aunt in here with their fucking knuckle hair dipping fries. Fuck that.
Yeah. Double dippies? I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait until football season to figure it out, because that's when this is going on actual sale.
Wait, so isn't the Super Bowl in like 2 weeks or something?
I think like the next one, the next time around.
Then why the fuck are we talking about it now?
Because now you can enter to win one. You can enter to win one now.
Aligned.
I don't know what to tell you.
I'll have to check YouTube. Someone's gonna post about this that has purchased one.
Well, I'm gonna see how gross about it is. I'm gonna forget about it instantly, so I look forward to you coming back and telling us about it.
Okay.
But not as much as I look forward to Boris telling us about something that he's got going on.
Oh, yeah, okay. So this might be another just like guy tells a story about his kid thing, but it's a good one. So we are putting my daughter to bed. We're like getting, you know, we just did a bath. We're doing diaper and jammies and stuff. And she looks at us and she goes, I'm going to toot. And we're like, what? She goes, can I toot? And I'm like, sure, kid, go for it. And she like kind of goes, screws up her face, and then like lets out a huge fart. And then starts laughing, and so we're all laughing, and she's like, good, okay, I'm gonna do it again. And I was like, okay. And she does it again. She does it four more.
The story ends.
And by the end, yeah, by the end, she's like really screwing up her face, and she's just letting out like the tiniest little fart. But this is on like five or six. And so now, every time she farts, we have to laugh. That's the rule. She's like, guys, you have to laugh. So she'll like run in from the other room and be like, laugh, guys. And we're like, what? And she's like, I farted. You have to laugh now. And we're like, okay.
To work that out of her before schooling starts.
She has some sort of superpower. She's like just holding on to farts. And then if it like comes up, she'll just be like, oh, I can fart. And then she'll just do it. And now I'm like, how do you have this power, this gift?
I'd like to keep one in the chamber in case I need to drop one for comedic effect.
Yeah,
I don't have that.
You have one right now.
I don't have that much.
Can you do it right now?
I think I could. I won't, but I think I could.
On air for content. Let's find out.
Yeah, coward.
No, I'm not doing that.
boo! I think you should put her in the water. See if she like shoots off like a rocket.
Oh, there's a good. Yeah, maybe it's like a source of renewable energy.
Right. Well, I don't know about that.
Well, the bubbles expand the turbine and it spins.
Oh, I don't even think you need the bubbles. You could just have her blasting directly into a fan if you wanted to do that. But I wanted to see if she would act like a squid, you know, and blast through the water on a rocket.
Like scoot herself like a jet ski.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out. She can't really swim, so that's the next step in this process, I guess.
Man, I almost said worst X-Men ever, and then I remembered five worse X-Men than that. There are so many X-Men, it just stands to reason that a bunch of them would fucking suck.
They really, yeah, they scraped a lot. Well, it's just all kinds of mutations, right? So some of them are going to be useful, and some of them are going to be shitty. That's like how Darwin
I mean, that's the lore reason. The real reason is because they need to fill out a bunch of comics with a bunch of nobodies to sit in the background.
Sure.
I think it would suck real bad to be, like, one of the mutants that had, like, a shitty power. You know, like, you can't even do anything cool, and still everybody just wants to kill you all the time. Like, the government is persecuted as hell. Like, put you in a camp. Yeah, and you're like, I just cry a lot. Like, that's my power.
Yeah, you're like, I just get brutal migraines every day, that's all.
Yeah.
But you still have to go to Charles Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters, and, like, your school gets attacked every 3 days by Sentinels, and you have to live in the garage or whatever.
Gambit and Wolverine are giving you swirlies because they're, like, made of adamantium, and you can't run away because your bones are fast.
Okay. Only Wolverine's made of adamantium, idiot.
All right, sure, fine. But your bones are made of glass. You can't do shit. You can't even punch.
Oh, no! They called me Mr. Glass.
Yeah, that would. I think that would be a real bad situation to be in.
It sure
would. I don't think I'm gonna get a lot of
scorching hot take. It would be bad if your bones were made of glass. Yes,
it would really suck.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Well, good, Boris. I'm glad that your daughter, I don't know how to finish that sentence.
Can I challenge you and her as a tandem to be better by saying, I'd like a call and response of grip it and rip it, and then she lets one loose?
Ooh. I could teach her the pull my finger thing. I think that would be
pretty good. Pull my finger would be great. Anything party trick, really.
Yeah.
I do like that. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Man, if I could train her to just come up to me and go, Dad, pull my finger, and I do it,
that would be pretty good. I like that.
Perfect.
Chef's kiss. Something else that I guess is good comes to us from NPR.org. With decades-long restrictions lifted, a Pakistani brewery has started exporting beer. As we all know, Pakistan is a Muslim majority country, and you're not supposed to drink alcohol if you are an observant Muslim. So I guess that's actually like enshrined in law in Pakistan. And if you're a non-Muslim, like the you know, like Christian or Hindu or Zoroastrian minorities there, you can drink. So there is alcohol production, but it's on a very small scale. And exporting has been banned for the past 50 years because the thought was like a Muslim country shouldn't be exporting vice, you know?
Man, so you make it and no one wants it. And also you're not allowed to send it outside the country where people might want it.
Well, except that people do want it because, you know, just because, like, I mean, there's a black market like everything else. There's actually a decent amount of drinking, even though you're not supposed to do it. I guess the economic situation in Pakistan isn't so good and they need some foreign cash. So allowing breweries to export brings in some money. This mostly focuses on this one brewery, Murray Brewery. And it talks about how they've, like, exported mostly to, like, Japan and into the UK a little bit. But they're thinking about coming to the US as well. I don't really have a ton to say about it, but I do think it's an interesting read. It's a good article. I enjoyed reading it, but I don't have that much more to tell you about it. It
seems like there's easier ways to make money as a country. Like, just give our president, like, a children's soccer trophy that says, like, super good president on it, I'll kick you a bunch of foreign aid.
Yeah,
better cash infusion that way.
That doesn't go to the brewery in a Muslim country.
I'm sure it's not their only means of bringing in foreign cash, but I think they're trying to diversify in a number of different ways. Would be my guess.
I kind of have to assume that. Sorry, Pakistan. Pakistan makes the worst beer in the world. Like, I mean, I guess just anywhere that it's that much of a taboo, it's harder to, like, innovate and...
Well, I think you're probably right on that. And it also doesn't help that I think their beer lineage basically comes from British colonization. So you know they're not doing anything fun with that. Like, ooh, I got an extra special bitter. Cool.
Man. Oh, I get some room temperature flat beer. Hooray.
Yeah.
Have I ever said the observation on here that extra special bitter is weird? Because it's like all three of those words are not true about it.
Yes. Yes. I mean, you can say it again. That's always going to be
a good point. I still feel that way, I guess is my point.
Yeah. So bottom line, good for Murray Brewery. They're going to make more money now.
Best of luck. Not interested.
I don't know. I'd try one if I was stuck in Pakistan, I guess. Which I don't.
I'd try one if I saw one in the U.S.
Do you think they'll ship all the way out here? I kind of assumed it would be more localized.
Apparently, back in the day, they did ship to the U.S. And like I said, they've shipped to the U.K. and Japan so far. Which, I mean, are closer, but, like, not that much in the grand scheme of things.
In the grand scheme of ocean.
Right. If I saw one, I would buy it for the, you know, just to try it. But I don't think it would be that good. Boris?
Just the last paragraph in this article is kind of funny. It's a quote from the owner of the brewery who says, quote, "We were always brought up with this concept. Don't expand the brewery. Do not increase capacity. Keep your head down. This is an Islamic country. We don't want to be seen as flexing our muscles while producing liquor. That's something we don't do." Just like... the concept of a business that's like, yeah, don't expand, don't make more products, don't make more of what you're doing, just like keep your head down and put out the exact same amount of beer each month, and maybe you won't piss off the authorities, is like very foreign to to capitalist America where it's infinite growth all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Good for them. I wish them well.
Absolutely. Are we about ready to rate these beery boys, or do we have anything else we want to say about this fascinating article?
Oh, I kind of thought you would have content about your facial hair, exactly how it is, and also your clothes, exactly how they are. You look a little bit like Inigo Montoya right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, luckily my dad is still alive, although his own body tried to kill him. There's the six-figured man over there. I got to take you out, bitch. Oh, no. No, my dad is still alive, so that's good.
I shouldn't have even said anything. You kind of look like him right now is all.
Yeah. Oh,
Tyler and I are going to run with that. Are you kidding me?
I love the Princess Bride. Yeah, I was going to say something else about my dad, but nothing. I guess just his stomach didn't take him out, so that's good. Hooray.
Big ups.
Big ups. Big ups to not being dead. You know what's really cool? Being alive.
Hit or miss.
Okay. Who wants to go first with that beer?
I'll get mine out of the way. I got that one that Jed had a few months ago. Pointy Pete, the Sword Swallower. It's a slightly above average hazy IPA. Like, there's a good fruit quality to it, but I just would always rather have a real IPA. I'll give it a 6.
Okay.
I'd recommend it to hazy lovers.
I had Rataburger Zwickel, 4.8% ABV. I'm confused about this beer because on the one hand, like, it does have a lot going on, which is more than I can say about most lagers, I think. But I'm not sure I dig all the stuff that's going on. It's like a lot of like straw and grass flavors. And like, I don't know. I'm not a sheep, you know?
Sounds like this should be a farmhouse ale.
Oh, got him. So I don't know. I think I'll give it a 4 and recommend it to anybody who's a horse.
Our horse contingent will be rushing to the store to be like, oh man, I can't use money. Shit. Fuck.
And we'll be like, do you like this beer? And they'll say, nay.
Oh shit, dog!
Big naturals.
Hell yeah. All right, Boris, how about your beer?
I have Golden Drock 9000 Quadruple. This is an exceptional golden amber quadruple ale, according to the bottle. 10.7%. Look, man, it's fine. I don't know. I'm, like, not getting much from this. It's like you get a little bit of the kind of sweet booziness at the back of the sip, but like there's not a lot in the nose, there's not a lot to taste. It's just kind of like a malty amber. It certainly doesn't taste like it's 10.9%. It tastes, you know, maybe a little boozier than your average amber, which is like 4 to 6 usually. So I don't know, it's like, it's not bad. I'm happy to have it. I'm gonna finish it. I'm happy to be drinking it, but like, I don't know. I was expecting a little more warmth on this cold winter night. So I'll give it a 6, and I'll recommend it to, I don't know, if you're trying to get crunk, but you don't like the taste of super heavy beer. This is a good one.
That's fair. Sometimes you just want to get crunk.
You just want to get crunk.
That should have been one of the commandments.
Thou shalt get crunk.
No, you don't have to get crunk. It's not about. You have to get crunk. But, like, sometimes you got to get crunk. Though.
Yeah, sometimes you got to get crunk.
Thou shalt sometimes have to get crunk.
I think it should be Saturdays are for getting crunk, is what I think it should be.
Okay. Do you know what you're going to be drinking next week, Samuel?
No, sir.
It's super duper. Boris, thank you for being on. Good luck feeding so much ketchup to your kid.
Thanks. Always a pleasure to be on and feed ketchup to my child. Is he frozen or is he waiting for me to?
I thought it was doing a bit, but now I think he might actually just be frozen.
All right. We were talking to another like parent friend couple recently about how like you say 10 things a day as a parent that you're just like, that sounds weird and wrong, but.
With no context, yeah.
Here we are, yeah. You just have to do so much weird stuff, and you have to talk about it, and you have to say it out loud, and then toddlers are weird and silly, and here we are.
Tyler, any thoughts on that? Nope, he's out.
What?
Take us out!
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to let us know how you would dispense ketchup from a giant keg, you can email us at BrewsDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at BrewsDayTuesday.com. And you can, it doesn't fucking matter. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Don't use social media. It sucks.
Sucks, dude.
sucks. Here comes the tears, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes the shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better. Sick, brother.
Man, you went way off the rails there at the end, dog. Are you okay?
I was my computer was freaking out and I got nervous and yeah, I don't know.